Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Psychologically, how much am I leaning into Lamar coming back and playing? Yeah. If I was on the couch with a psychiatrist right now, if I was spilling it, I would have to say I'm leaning really hard into that. Really hard. Yeah. For any kind of psychological well-being, spiritual well-being, I'm leaning hard on that. So I'm very hopeful that that happens.
Ravens heading into the bye week. They do have some media availability with some coaches today, but then they'll be out of the building until next week when they start preparing for the Chicago Bears. They hit the bye at 1-5, and Harbs on Sunday, and then again yesterday. As he said, leaning hard into the return of Lamar Jackson for the Bears game a week from Sunday. So they're 1-5. Lamar comes back. Can he save the season?
Well, he's the greatest football player on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. So he provides a level of optimism, hope. You can squint and see a finish line that's not maybe completely a wash because of his unique prowess. However, this is the ultimate team sport, and Superman can only do so much. And the backup quarterback wasn't able to really hold it down while he was gone. And the defense completely didn't show up for one game. And then the offense really didn't show up for the other. And now they've left themselves in quite a precarious position. And I worry about a player like Lamar coming back from a soft tissue issue. And we all remember him running for his life before this went down. Now, is part of that because he holds the ball too long? Well, yeah, but part of why he's a football genius is because he's willing to hold the ball longer than other people. Part of what made this team a perennial Super Bowl-ish contender is that unique brilliance. The problem is that the caliber of this offensive line has fallen so far, and the run game has become so hit or miss. And honestly, they've just kind of looked like, the more I've reflected on offensively, they've just become sort of blah and predictable. And they've gone from anybody could be the star at any given moment to really hunting and pecking and scrapping to get more than one receiver going at any time, to get one tight end truly activated, let alone two, to get the run game to be more than sort of staccato or hit or miss. So I think Superman, you know, I know the Chiefs are supposed to be their kryptonite. A 1-5 start just might be kryptonite to Superman too.
Yeah, you kind of think of the Dumb and Dumber scene. Like, you're telling me there's a chance. Like, you have a chance with Lamar Jackson, of course, because he's that special of a football player. And like everyone's been talking about, yes, the schedule lightens up. Right now, moving forward, the Ravens have the 26th hardest schedule in football, just a winning percentage of 451. But those opposing teams are thinking the same exact thing about the Ravens. Like, yeah. The Texans, that was a get-right game for them. The Chiefs, that was a get-right game for them. You know, so the other thing is you have pretty much no margin for error. I think we can all assume that 10 wins, you probably got to get the 10 to get in.
Yes.
Maybe 9 wins in any given year, but that's not likely. So you got to go 9-2. In the final 11 games, and given all the warts that we know about this football team, where, yes, the defense fought, and that was a significantly better effort against the Rams than what we saw against the Texans and really against the Chiefs and Lions as well. But there's a lot to overcome, and you just wonder if Lamar Jackson can be enough for that.
I would love to see him prove me wrong, but I think the ceiling for this team, and I think I said this to you guys yesterday, is to do what the Bengals did a year ago, which is to make December relevant. Yeah. With the Bengals, let's not forget, the Bengals were still playoff. They weren't eliminated till the final week of the season. They went into week 18 still alive for a playoff spot. I think that's the best case you can have with this Ravens team, because Lamar's going to make the offense better because he's Lamar Jackson, assuming he stays on the field. But I don't know how much better this defense is getting than what we saw on Sunday. Yeah, they're going to get Roquan back, but people have been paying attention, know that he hadn't been playing good football. So, and they still can't muster a pass rush at all, zero pass rush. So
here's what really kind of grinds my gears about the way they built their team, about how quickly they've failed, about how much they'll use injuries as more of an excuse than it should. Boy, it really feels like the warehouse. But this is what really kind of pisses me off for Lamar. So Josh Allen gets another deal done. This guy doesn't. He misses a couple games. Unlike most professional-grade NFL teams, you at least put forth a commensurate effort. You at least look like pros. They have the debacle of all debacles against Houston and then manage to just score 3 points the week after that.
Effort was better the next week.
On defense.
Yes.
Offense, they got mauled as an offensive line again. I mean, they had to go to Huntley.
Had 10-minute drives.
They had to go to Huntley. They couldn't get two games out of their backup quarterback before we're back to Snoop.
Yeah.
So I bring this all up because now the margin for error is nil. Now you're playing playoff games in October. And what happens when things are suboptimal around here and you have to make a push like this at any point in the season, let alone this soon? Well, we default to what we were just talking about, Lamar becoming Superman, running more than you'd like, having to put more on his shoulders. And then when he has to do that this early in the season, right, this is usually the time where he's backing off. He's not really going to run until the end of the year. Hey, they're probably going to win the division. Do they take it a little easy on this? All that's out the window. So I bring that up because that tends to lead to scenarios where he goes into the next offseason compromised in one way, shape, or form, because you've had to put your pedal to the metal. You've had to treat an October game against the Bears like it's your season, because it's your season. So, like, that's an institutional failure. That's an organizational failure, that your depth wasn't good enough, that your draft picks weren't good enough. Like, we talked about, just go 3-3.
Mm-hmm.
That's so far out the window. Like, and the only team you beat.
Well, you beat the corpse of Joe Flacco.
Can't beat anybody.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the problem for me, is he now knows what the assignment is, and they all know what the assignment is. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, he's coming back to a team where Bateman's a nothing burger, Likely's a nothing burger, Andrews is a nothing burger.
Yep.
Zay was good till he wasn't. I mean, good luck, Lamar. And your offensive line sucks.
Hey, and
your head coach keeps calling out your offensive coordinator. And if it's not Henry throwing his helmet on the sidelines, it's Zay completely undoing.
Well, like Lamar, like, as well. Lamar,
like, through, right. Yeah. So, like, that's what he's coming back to. So I don't think that, even if he plays really well, I think there's a lot of potential for them to have to put too much on him, for him to have to try to do too much, for him to get hit too much, and frankly, for us to be going back to, at some point in November, having to have BS discussions about Huntley or Cooper Rush again, because that's where we are.
Yeah, because I'm old enough to remember. I brought this up yesterday. If Lamar re-aggravates his hamstring, I can remember a season where we thought Lamar was coming back week after week after week, and he never came back to the point that Tyler Huntley started a playoff game. So if he re-aggravates his hammy in this season sideways, would it shock me if we don't see Lamar again? Like, if Lamar gets hurt early November?
Oh, I think that's where this whole thing's going. Like, well, it's not going to playoffs. It's going to them getting their ass kicked and trying, honestly, trying down the stretch to get as high of a draft pick as they can get and playing way more games with Snoop or Rush than anybody would like.
And that hammy's going to be tested immediately. We brought this up in regards to Patrick Ricard yesterday, where you play the Bears game, and then you have Thursday night football. So you're playing for your season Sunday, yes. And that game against the Dolphins is essentially the same thing as well. So Lamar, that hamstring is going to get tested right out of the gate.
The other thing is, Lamar didn't look right before he got hurt. No. Like, I've not seen him show the burst. Like, he was getting caught from behind. Mm-hmm. I almost felt like he was favoring something before he got hurt. So,
I think he doesn't trust the dudes in front
of him. No, he does not. He does not trust them at all. And that's led to some
sacks. And he hasn't trust some of the calls that have come in. We've seen that in real time. Him shaking his head in the Lions game as the calls are coming in. Like, so that's what he's coming back into. So, again, for the if guy out there, and for the true believers, and for the people who don't want to believe that they've robbed you with your PSLs this year, bro. Like, they've stacked the deck against themselves. But don't give me football gods and don't give me injuries, because they also want to tell you how great their whisper, how great their roster is every year. And they told you out loud when they didn't want to spend any money outside of the guys already on their roster, we don't have that much work to do this year. Well, yeah, in hindsight, maybe you should have done your job, sunglasses.
Well, injuries and football gods.
Ray-Bans.
Get it done. Yeah.
Get to work.
I don't know that they were Ray-Bans, Jason.
What are super expensive sunglasses?
Maui Jims.
Maui Jim?
Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Is that what all the wankers wear? I don't know.
I wear Maui Jims, so I don't know that I'm a wanker. I'm a wineman. I'm not a wanker.
There we go.
So I don't know.
That answers that.
Yeah. So they're nice sunglasses. Oakleys are nice sunglasses.
Lamar
wears Oakleys. Them. So there are some nice sunglasses. Do they still make Varnays? Those were a thing.
That was a thing.
That is way back in the day.
Yeah.
What were the ones that had like the blinds on the side? Remember they had like the leather flaps on the side?
Yeah, I remember those.
That you would wear with parachute pants?
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever bought a pair of sunglasses like more expensive than like a crappy pair from Old Navy.
No,
I've never had real, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I had a nice pair that were ruined in Universal Studios, so I had to get another pair, so alas. We have a massive show for you today.
Nothing good happens at amusement parks.
We had a great time. We did a great time.
Death traps.
Other than the sunglasses. Sunglasses
died. Like hanging upside down like a bat for 6 hours while somebody comes to rescue you off a ride.
It doesn't happen.
For the record, I survived. The sunglasses did not. I had a great time. Massive show today here on a Tuesday. As I said, Ravens have their last media availability till they go on bye. We'll talk to our friend Morgan Atz at Sports for Fox 45 at 2:30. Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, part of our BBT crew. We'll talk Orioles offseason and playoffs with him at 3:00. And Kyle Goon, columnist at the Baltimore Banner, get his thoughts on this Ravens season. Does he think it's over? He joins us at 5:00.
Is it worth saving?
Yeah.
And what are the Orioles doing?
They're dead. Hey, there are whispers out in the streets that Brian Flaherty maybe could be a candidate for this job. I know you aren't buying that.
I mean, he should be.
I think he should be,
he
too.
Could be and should be. But
Bordy and Jerry talked to him on the Be More Baseball podcast.
Aloysius and Bordy?
Yeah.
He's not a part of the Dodger staff.
No, he's not.
He's not a part of the Brewer staff.
No, he's not.
He's not a part of the Blue Jay staff.
Mm-mm. No. I think I know where you're going with this. And, not the Mariners
he's
either.
He's not a part of the Mariners staff.
No, he's not.
So what would be... They said the ASAP. Yeah. What would be precluding them?
Well, maybe. As Ken says, they work in silence.
Yeah, that's right. Real G's. Yeah. Maybe. And as someone who's been a player here... I mean, not under this regime,
but
maybe.
You think these guys care about that?
I don't think they care about anything.
No. They care about finding the right puppet. Yeah. They think he's already there.
I'd like to hope they hire a good manager. Northern Exposure coming up next. And Mike Tomlin talks as he gets ready for the Bengals. And Kevin Stefanski responds to Mike Tomlin's comments about the Flacco trade. That's next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.